Ladies and gentlemen, Patty Smythe, how are you? Good morning. Hi, Patty.
Good morning.
I want to play
Jim O'Brien.
How are you? I want to get right into it because I want to play the one song that I've listened to probably three or four times over the weekend. Let me fire this off, see if you can hear this down the phone.
We're out in a field behind where we used to live. I'm chasing you, chasing him in a faraway dream.
There's a line.
We're running in grass that's so tall we can barely be seen.
Oh. Patty, that is such a great song. That is such
Thank
a great
you
song.
So much.
You know, when the first time I heard it, I immediately thought to myself, you should do that with Don Henley. You could go back and forth with the verses, seriously, about laying in bed and stuff and talking about that. I could visualize that. So was that a song? It's all about the new album, It's About Time. Was that something that you wrote from your heart or just observing other people and their relationships?
Oh, no, that was from my heart. It's interesting, you know, what the song that I've written, it seems like that really sort of like strike a chord or people respond to are the ones that are sort of like when I've got like a little broken heart. And that was how I felt about my relationship with my sister, that something had cracked it and I couldn't figure out how to make it better or get back to it. And I had started writing this song out here in California. I had great melody and I knew that the song was really good, but I didn't know what it was about. Like, I didn't know what to write it about, except I had that feeling in my stomach. You know, it was like there all the time. And I went back home to New York and I went into my office / closet room. And I looked down, and there was a photograph of her and I as kids, and I picked it up, and that was the beginning of the song. And then I wrote it because there was a yearning for that, you know, like this, like I was reminding her, you know, we've been through so much, you know, we had a tumultuous, crazy childhood. And so I think a lot of time for me as a writer, my best songs come from, you know, and I do observe other people, and I can tell stories about about people that I care about, that they don't have to be about me. But that one was in particular was just about, you know, you getting older and we're losing friends and, you know, we're going to be the last men standing, I hope, you know, my sister and I. And so it was really definitely from me to her.
So when did you tell her that the song was about her?
Well, let me just tell you this. I sent it to her like four times and it was like crickets, you know, nothing.
Oh, God.
Like, what is going on? I was like, I would say to John, I'm like, I send her the song, like nothing. And then, because he really loved the song. And so anyway, I realized she had like a really old phone. So finally, you know, like something happened where my mom got sick, but my mom's okay now. And that kind of got us talking more and in more contact. And so I sent it to her one last time. I said, listen, I sent you a song. I want you to listen to it. And then she, you know, texted me back. She goes, you know, I'm crying, you know, when she was listening to it. And I said to her, I said, I wrote this song for you. And so I think that was it. It's like somehow that healed whatever the chasm was that had opened. And it
That's
happens,
awesome.
You know,
yeah.
It happens between siblings. So, but thank you so much for liking that song. It's sometimes they just, you know, they come out the way you want them to. I don't know how that happens. I wish it happened every time.
It's just this is such a well-balanced album too. And I know that it seems to me like you were aware, although you produced it in Nashville and recorded there, you wanted to have a country. It's okay to have a country twang without turning into a country album. Is that fair?
Yes. And what's funny about that is Dan Huff, who did this record with me, I said, look, I'm just going to do an EP. I just want to do six songs. You know, I called him. He was like on vacation down in Florida, you know, and because he's the busiest guy in Nashville. I didn't realize he's a major rock guitar player who played on some of my stuff back in the day out here. So I knew he was successful down there, but I really didn't know how successful. So I just was like, I go, listen, I'm asking you to do me a favor, man. I don't know who to ask, but I've got these songs. Would you be interested? He goes, is it a country? Do you want to make a country record? I was like, no. He goes, okay.
Good. Okay, good. So we don't have to put a mandolin in every song. We're okay.
He was, Yeah, because that's what he was doing, and he does it great, but I think he didn't want me to try to do it, and he was right. But, you know, even sometimes love has a country, weirdly a country thing to it. I love all music. That would fall under the, just more of a, the genre of Americana-y rock or whatever,
right.
But that dude rocks.
Hey,
you know?
Patty, I've always said, like, if you listen to Bob Seger's music, he's one step away from country. A lot of it. A lot of it. I mean, you could very easily transition into a country song. That's why it always covered that way. I have an equally probing question. How much hairspray did you use during the video shoot for Warrior?
Can I just say about that goddamn video? First of all, I'm barely in it, or else it would have destroyed me, like that video that Billy Squier did, a video that literally just hurt his career so badly. And I think the Warrior would have happened to me if I was in it more. But I begged my label to let me just do a performance video for that song, you know. But of course, I was a chick, so they had to like bring in their video department. But there was this French girl who, she must have really disliked me. She took me to her hairstylist, who cut all my hair off, made me that ugly ass, you know, outfit, and then I'm jumping around with this. They found a director. I don't even know who that guy was. My lead in that video was a guy he picked up at the gym. I mean, it was
crazy.
Oh,
come on. Are you serious?
So dead serious. So I thought it was going to just be, like, funny, you know, tongue-in-cheek, and then and when I saw it, I was like, please, please, let me make another video. I'll pay for it, please. And they're like, no, this is a great video. Meanwhile, it was top 20 of 1984.
Right. It was everywhere. But, I mean, you couldn't get away from it.
The best part about that video, and the worst part, is that no one recognized me, because when I was out on the street, or, you know, like, no one could tell that was Patti Smyth and the chick from Scandal. And that
there
video.
You go.
I could have been anyone. But you know what? A lot of good Halloween costumes came out of that video.
Patti Smyth, the new album is called It's About Time. It's available everywhere Friday. It's fantastic. We've been waiting for you for 28 years. I have to ask,
Thank
I was thinking
you.
About this because you... As such, you're a great songwriter and a great performer. Do you ever go back and tell the story? It's true that you were offered the Van Halen gig, but you were 8 months pregnant, right?
Yes, yeah.
So was that a serious offer? Was that like, you know, over a glass of wine kind of thing?
No, it was dead serious. And it's funny because I heard that Valerie wrote a book, Valerie Bertinelli, and we were friends at the time. And I don't see her that much anymore, but she... somehow sort of said that wasn't true, but it was true. And they came out on the road with us, and while he was playing with they got on our tour bus for 3 days, okay, Valerie and Eddie. And he was asking me then, and then we would talk on the phone, and he would ask me. And then, you know, and that was like probably a year before. I wasn't even pregnant when we first met. So, I you know, and then a year went by, and she came in to do Letterman. And I was up because, I mean, Paul Schaefer was there. There's a bunch of witnesses sitting at that table when he asked me. But, you know, I've thought about this so much because I never talked about it, but now it's coming up, and people ask me about it a lot now. And the truth is, if he had said to me, hey, let's make a record. How about we make one record? How about you come out and let's just make a record together with me and my brother and the band? And I would have said yes to that. But I am a diehard New Yorker, and, you know, of course I have a home in California now. But at
right.
that point, at 8 months pregnant, you know, I'm like, I'm not leaving New York, man. You guys, like, fight and are, like, I've heard all this shit about them, that they were crazy on the road and party animals and all that. And that just wasn't where I was at. And I was just like, I just said no without even thinking about it. And for a couple of years, I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, why didn't I at least give it, like, a moment before I said no? Because he said, listen, I have to know. And I said, I don't think I can do it. And then he, you know, later... when we spoke, he said, I'm not telling people I asked you. I don't want Sammy to look like he was second choice. I was like, okay. So I never talked about it. You know, if someone heard about it and knew about it and asked me, I would, you know, I would tell the truth. But it wasn't like I was going, hey, I got asked to join Van Halen, you know, because out of respect for him. And I think Sammy did a really good job. I think Ed... that was a brilliant idea of his. And it's funny how it's just semantics, you know, the idea of leaving my life to join another band. And I would have never written Sometimes Love or No Mistakes, or,
right.
or you know, I might not have even met my husband. You know, it's funny. It would have taken me on a very different trajectory, but I wish that we had made a record together back then, because it would have been great and it would have been great fun.
So what's the one Van Halen song that you go, I could nail this. I'd own this song if I had a crack at it.
No, there's none, because I would have written the songs with him.
No, I'm talking about the previous stuff that David Lee, any of the earlier Van Halen. Is there anything that you listen and go, oh, I'd love to get a crack at that?
The stuff with David Lee Roth isn't really singer songs. I got to say, it's just freaking guitar and drums and groove. I mean, you know, because it's not like David Lee Roth is really a singer. I mean, I love Jump, and I mean, there's all these, you know, good songs, but they didn't, you know, I don't want to be singing Running with the Devil or whatever, you know. And then when he did the album with Sammy, it was more like, you know, that would maybe
harmonies and vocals and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that was more vocally singing. So, except he made Sammy sing so high on that record. It was like, geez, what did he do to him? Like, he must have had him in some sort of like a medieval chair.
Like a little, yeah, or a certain grip that you can get on somebody. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Then when they covered The Warrior, Patty, and they made Sammy dress up with the same makeup, that was really weird. It was just strange, yeah, how that all came around there.
Ed's fantasy. That was Ed's fantasy, yeah.
I don't want to go without saying again, It's About Time, available everywhere Friday. Enjoy it. Build a Fire is great. Your version of Ode to Billy Joel, you nailed that. You nailed that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I know I love that song.
So are we going to wait another 28 years, or are you back in your groove now?
No, we are not. You're going to probably wait about 18 months. No,
good.
At this point, like if I ever get out on the road again, but I already have a bunch of songs I want to record, so I'm working on that right now.
Hey, I found a concert bill with you and Rod Stewart at Tiger Stadium here in Detroit.
Oh, wow. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Well, Tiger Stadium's now
Detroit.
A bunch of... You do? Okay, good.
Yes. Yes, I do. I want Detroit. I mean, Detroit is great. Everyone I know from Michigan is great. It's just, it's a good state. It's a good state, and it's beautiful.
It is fun.
But now, yes, of course, because of Chelly, I love Detroit.
Well, yeah, you better. Last question. I'll let you go. Patty Smyth, again, It's About Time, available every Friday. We do a lot with Bob Seger here. We Bob Seger Boulevard, he's been here in the studio a couple times, and I love to ask musicians this question. If you could cover one Bob Seger song, what would it be?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Although I did sing on a record with him, you know. I did sing background with him.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I have a gold record from him that I sang on a song. Please don't ask me what the song was, but... yeah, out here in L.A. and it must have been the early 90s. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say, I don't know what song I would sing. I really like Night Moves, though. I think that's a great song. And give me some options, because it's just getting dawn here now. You
Against
know,
the Wind, Hollywood Nights, Roll Me Away.
Against the Wind is pretty good too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna think about that and get back to you. I have your number now. I'm gonna call you and be like, it's this song.
Done. Do it. Okay. Anytime. Well, Patty, you are always welcome here on the station. And congratulations. It's so good to have you back.
Thank you so much, and I'm glad to be back, and I promise it's not gonna take me that long again, ever.
All right. Well,
and it should be called It's About Fucking Time.
You're awesome. Send our best to everybody out there, to Chris and your husband, John, and all the Malibu mob, okay?
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.